you at all. Steve, no copy. If you need to, give me a call.
Thank you. in here in a few minutes, but I just got this radio installed, and it's doing pretty good. All I got to do is put me in a mic hanger, and I'll be all set to roll, baby. Tom, have you ever tried to hit this Harvard Club repeater 442
No, sir, I haven't used the UHF down here, 70 centimeters. I haven't tried using it at all down here. I have a few of them programmed in that are UHF. I don't know if it's public service or repeaters. I suppose there's some repeaters in there, but I just have to look, and I don't look down at the radio while I'm driving, Steve.
Oh, no problem. What I was going to say is, try to program that Parkland Club meter in 442-075, and it's really good, and the next time I catch you out on the radio, I'll try to let you hear that thing. It's like super quiet. It's a thing of beauty. I'd say it's right neck and neck with White Oak. It's not just a touch better. And I'm just curious whether you can hit it over there where you are.
Certain. Yeah, we're just 16 miles from Spartanburg. If I was to give you a rating there on HF, I'd say you were an S1 that time, a Sierra 1. Really bad, Steve.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on, but at least I know it's not my radio, don't I?
Well, get a big fan and go outside and dry off the leaves off the tree, and maybe they won't be so absorptive.
David, I tell you what, we have a font of technical knowledge there.
Tom's just a wealth of knowledge, you know. He's lived longer than we have, so he has more of life experiences.
And as I always say, they walk among us in zero TR.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, I'm going to sign here, guys. I'm going to go ahead. I've got an issue on my other in my truck radio. I've got a, it sounds like an ignition sound as the engine revs up in the Dodge, but it's a diesel, so I got to figure out just what that is so that I can use it on HF. When I'm sitting still, and I pull up 20 meters, good land. I talked to a guy in New York yesterday, mobile. It is a thing of beauty, but if I crank that motor up, it's all over. And it only does it on, let's see, 18, 14, 7, on those frequencies. So, like I said, I got some sort of interference. I got to figure it out. Y'all have a good afternoon. Hey, David, you got tennis today?
Next one's Saturday.
All right. Well, you kind of listening in on the radio today?
I'm trying to watch a movie, but it's not really interesting. And so I'm listening to the HT.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. Maybe I'll try to meet you later when I'm out and about. I got to go over and buy some doors for my office building. All right. N0TR, Tom, y'all be careful out there on the road. Dave, be careful in your garage. Don't be revving it up in there. And I'll talk to you guys later. 73's KN4VW.
Okay, Steve, as I sign off, I'll give you your tip of the day from the famous N0TR. Change your muffler bearings on that and help get rid of the noise. This is N0TR. 73, Steve.
And Tom, I'm going to sign as well, so enjoy the QSO, y'all. Y'all have a good day. 73's KB4CPA.
Hello, Tom, AC4Q.
Hello, Phil. Well, I think that's his muffler bearings making that noise on HF, don't you, Phil? He just don't pay any attention to, you know, us aged people that have all of this experience.
Us seniors, I guess. I'm probably senior. Just leaving the doctors and all my tests were negative, so that was good. So anyway, on my way home, I haven't had breakfast, and I'm going to have to find something when I get home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't know if you're getting checked for COVID-19 or what. I just had a friend that lives up the street, and he got checked, and he was negative. So that's good, because I saw him in Aldi's yesterday, but I had a mask on. And he had a problem with his glands and his throat. We're following a Buick, and I always say, anybody that's driving a Buick, beware of.
What's that about a Buick?
I always say B is in Buick, beware. And he's been across the yellow line about two or three times now. But if they're foolish enough to buy a Buick, I stay back a long ways.
Yeah, Roger. Yep. Well, no, I wasn't getting checked for that. It was calcium levels. They showed up one time, but they only did it one time. So everything's good. So I don't have to go back and see him anything. I'm over here on Greer heading down to, on 14 heading down to the interstate, and heading on home. So, and it's raining, of course. What else?
Denise was talking to me a little bit then, Phil. Well, I'm glad that turned out all right. Most of my doctor's appointments lately have been on FaceTime, and I got a dentist appointment coming up June the 2nd, so that won't be FaceTime, or I guess you could call it FaceTime. But I'm still wearing the mask. I don't think that this thing's over yet, especially for us high-risk folks.
Well, I'm going to have my right hip have a total replacement on July the 8th. So about another month for us. It's about bone on bone. I'm surprised it doesn't hurt any more than it does right now. But I'm surviving, but I don't want it to get any worse. So I'm glad I had this thing scheduled way back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad to hear they can replace it. Boy, I'm telling you, Bill's the most miracle one I ever heard of. He's had no pain whatsoever, and I guess it's working out good.
Yeah, I had my left one done already, and it's been about 2 years, and it's real good. let me get another lane here. I've had my shoulder done, right shoulder, my left hip, now I'm going to have my right hip. So, I hope my left arm doesn't decide to give up the ghost on me.
They could call you the $6 million man. And I'm probably there too. Oh, gee. Well, wish you luck with that, Phil. We're getting ready to pull into Lowe's, so I better shut up here because parking lots are not my favorite place. 73CIC4Q and 0TR. TR Mobile. Well, we didn't go into that place, Phil, because the parking lot's saturated in the same way at Home Depot, and it's just not worth the risk for what we need.